Ezekiel 29. In the tenth year, in the tenth month, on the twelfth day of the month, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and all Egypt. Speak and say, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great monster that lies in the midst of his rivers, that has said, My river is my own, and I have made it for myself. I will put hooks in your jaws, and I will make the fish of your rivers stick to your scales, and I will bring you up out of the midst of your rivers with all the fish of your rivers which stick to your scales. That is, all the nations and peoples that depended upon Egypt and that supported Egypt. They are also going to be destroyed. I'll cast you forth into the wilderness, you and all the fish of your rivers. You'll fall on the open field. You won't be bound together nor gathered. I've given you for food to the animals of the earth and to the birds of the sky. All the inhabitants of Egypt will know that I am Yahweh, because they have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel. When they took hold of you by your hand, you broke and tore all their shoulders, and when they leaned on you, you broke and paralyzed all of their thighs. Well, Egypt is really like the world. If you trust on the world rather than on God, if you trust in the strength of the flesh, then it's going to be like putting all your weight on a stick that is only a reed, and it breaks and tears your shoulder. You can't depend upon the flesh. You can't depend upon the world. You are to trust only in God. And he keeps trying to teach this to us. We have crises in our lives, big ones, little ones. And we're always tempted to try to resolve the problem in our own strength. You lose the keys. You lose this or that, or you lose a book, a textbook, or something important. Oh, where is it? And you search high and low and think, oh, well, no, I can't pray to God about this. I've done this many times. And then I think, no, God's interested in the very small stuff. And I do pray to God, oh God, please help me to find it. Open my eyes, and there it is. Should have prayed to God right at the start, rather than having to go through all this stuff, trying desperately in our own strength, and then it doesn't work out. Turn to God first, not as a last resort. Therefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I will bring a sword on you, that's on Egypt, and will cut off man and animal from you. The land of Egypt shall be a desolation and a waste, and they shall know that I am Yahweh, because you have said, The river is mine, and I have made it. Well, they shall know that I am Yahweh. I think this is very common in Ezekiel. The idea is that these condemned people and nations would come to know Yahweh, but all too late. It's like the girls in the parable who are not ready when their Lord comes, and they go off to buy more oil for their lamps, and they come back and the door is shut, and they bang on the door, say, Please let us in. We want to be in your kingdom. And he says, Nope, too late. I don't know you. So nobody in the day of judgment is going to be passive. Nobody is going to be indifferent. Nobody is going to be shrugging their shoulders and saying, Well, I don't care. I don't want to be in your kingdom anyway. No, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, because people will desperately want to be there, and they won't be able to be there. They'll see it, but it's not for them. And so in this life, we must want to be in God's kingdom above all things, and then we will be there. Well, the Egyptians are very proud of their river Nile. And because you have said, The river is mine, and I made it, therefore, behold, I am against you and against your rivers. And I will make the land of Egypt an utter waste and desolation, from the tower of Sevene even to the border of Ethiopia. No foot of man shall pass through it, nor foot of animal shall pass through it, neither shall it be inhabited 40 years. I will make the land of Egypt a desolation in the midst of the countries that are desolate, and her cities among the cities that are laid waste shall be a desolation 40 years. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, at the end of 40 years will I gather the Egyptians from the peoples where they were scattered, and I will bring back the captivity of Egypt, and will cause them to return into the land of Pathros, into the land of their birth, and they shall be there a base kingdom. It shall be the most base of the kingdoms, neither shall it any more lift itself up above the nations. And I will diminish them, that they shall no more rule over the nations. It shall be no more the confidence of the house of Israel, bringing iniquity to remembrance, when they turn to look after them, and they shall know that I am the Lord Yahweh. So Egypt will be destroyed or weakened, so that Israel would never again trust in it. Every time they were threatened from the north by Assyria or Babylon, they always wanted to run to Egypt and get Egypt to help them. It's rather like whenever there was a famine in the land, Abraham and Isaac were always tempted to go down to Egypt, and it never worked out well, did it? And this is, as I say, is our temptation, our tendency always to want to turn to Egypt, to want to turn to the world for strength. It happened in the 27th year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, caused his army to serve a great service against Tyre. Yet he had no wages, nor his army for Tyre, for the service that he served against it. Therefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall carry off her multitude, and take her a spoil, and take her a prey, and it shall be the wages for his army. So I have given him the land of Egypt, as payment for which he served, because they worked for me, says the Lord Yahweh. So God saw these unbelievers, the Babylonians, had actually fulfilled his purpose in judging Tyre, so he says, well, I'll reward you for that, I'll give you Egypt. You marvel at the extent to which God works amongst men. These people were not believers, and yet he moved these people to do his work, and yet he then rewards them for doing it. So God is sensitive to people. God is not far off. And if this is how sensitive he is to even unbelieving nations, how much more sensitive is he to the things that go on in our lives? If we do something for God in his own way and in his own time, he will reward us. May not actually be in this life, maybe when Jesus comes, but he also has a way of doing so even in this life.